Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and thanks to a friend, Debbie Morgan in Rogersville, Alabama. I found out about Kennedy Thompson. She's an 8-year-old from Muscle Shoals who is at St. Jude Hospital now with her family for the next 6 months. And I wanted to try to help them however I could and bring awareness to Kennedy's situation. Right now I'm talking to Heath Thompson in Memphis, Tennessee. Tell me about Kennedy and how things are going right now.
I don't know how much you read about that or whatever, so I'm just going to give you the story here. A week ago, she was fine. She started getting real tired and had some kind of random bruises come up on her. Just looked odd. Got pale, and she looked pale. Her color didn't look right. So we took her to the doctor, and they tested her blood and stuff like that. They instantly sent us to St. Jude Hospital. And I didn't know a lot about this. I've learned a lot in a week. Her white blood counts were 380,000. At max, for a kid her age, they're supposed to be 12,000. So we left there at, I guess, about midnight and sent us to St. Jude in Memphis. And I've learned a lot since then. You know, she does have leukemia. She has a little rarer version than the ALL. She has the AML. And this doctor's probably one of the best in the world. So he has since got her white blood count down to 2,000. So we came from 380 to 2,000, which is a huge blessing.
Huge, yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And so, and we're trying to be positive, think of all the positive, and see the blessings in the middle of. First few days, all we could think about was why, and that didn't do us any good. You know, we're here with it, so we just ask the Lord to make it easy on her, and these things happen, and a lot has. The doctor actually said that she now will be his case study for how things go when it works perfectly. That's what he told us. So he had to get that down before we could even start treating the leukemia. So he's got that down, and then she, I mean, she's been taking chemo, you know, at least two times a day, sometimes four times a day. One day she had to take it almost all day long, just different times. So he feels the good thing to be in this in 2020 is medicine's advanced so much. It's like 90% curable. So he feels like we can get it. We got it early enough and we can get it cured. It's a long road, you know. It's going to be a minimum of 6 months of living here in Memphis. She did, after spending 10 days in the hospital, she did yesterday get to go. We got an apartment here. She did get to go to the apartment for the night. And it was better. I mean, it's still real tough on your little, seeing all that medicine. It just takes so much stuff. But it gave her a little bit of sense of normalcy to be able to lay on the couch and watch, you know, kid shows for a couple of hours instead of being in the hospital bed all the time.
If I'm not mistaken, they did a brain scan and didn't find any cancer in her brain, which was great news.
Yeah, it was huge. It was, they did a total body MRI. And so they were worried. He was very worried with those numbers being that high that there could be a little leukemia in the brain, and it wasn't. So you're right. That was another big blessing. They did a spinal tap, and there was a little bit in the spinal area. He already treated, when he went in and did the tap, he looked there and he gave it the first treatment. He's going to do another one tomorrow, but he said it was very little. So he was encouraged by that as well.
Well, and somebody is doing a good job keeping up the Prayers for Kennedy Thompson page where people can follow and keep up with what's happening with Kennedy and your family.
Yeah, we got a good friend, Kelly Knight, and she reached out to me like right at the beginning and set that up, and it's been wonderful because we can go and just kind of give updates and stuff like that, because we got so many people praying and wanting to know what to pray for, and we can do it all on that one page, and we kind of just try to invite everybody there so they can keep up with it. The outpour of that, man, the people, you know, in this world, me and my wife were talking about it, me and my daddy were talking about it. You get so hardened sometimes, and then you go through something like this, and you see that people really do care, and the heart of people has kind of opened me back up to that. We have had, you know, people reach out to us we don't even know from all over the place, from other countries, and just give you a word, and you think, sometimes people think that stuff bothers you, but it doesn't. It kind of helps you keep through it. And like me, I've tried to stay strong. You know, I ain't let myself really deal with anything. And a lot of people's words have helped me stay that way.
No, I get it completely. When a person goes through the stages of grief, of course, you're in denial for a little while. And as you were mentioning, y'all were asking why. But the fact is something kicks in within us at a certain point. It's fight or flight. And we decide that we're going to move forward. And it sounds like that's what you're doing right now as Kennedy's father.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any choice. She real early on, you never in your life are ever prepared to tell your child they have cancer. There's nothing that you go through or whatever you can prepare you for that. That's just like and you know, I told her, I know I'm dumping a lot on you, but I'm just trying to give you the whole, actually, I'm just getting it off of me talking, really, but I told her I would tell her. She knew something was wrong. She's a smart kid. And she said, "What's wrong with me?" I said, "As soon as I know, I'll tell you." So when we got in there, they called us in, told us, and her mother was very upset. Some other people there were, and I came in. She said, just real plainly, "Well, you know now. Tell me what it is." And I told her. And we talked about it, and her only thing she was worried about, was could she give it to her older brother?
Mm.
And I was talking, she got an old brother named Billy. She said, "Can I give it to Billy?" Can you talk about such an amazing child? That's all she's worried about. And I explained to her she couldn't, and I told her best I knew how to, was tell her just like, I couldn't give her diabetes. You know, it's just something that she's got to go through. She wanted to know what's that? I said, they got a cure for it. We're going to get on it now. And she just said she didn't like it. She didn't want no crying around her. Said it freaked her out. So I've done the best not to shed a tear around her, but it's been hard.
Man, she's doing enough to get people crying. I noticed that Nicole posted earlier that the nurse came in and was talking to Kennedy about Make-A-Wish Foundation and what they do. She asked Kennedy if she had one wish, what would it be? And her reply was to see Billy. Man, what a remarkable little girl.
It's amazing. And when she says those things, I mean, she hasn't been selfish not once. And I mean, this child's been stuck and prodded and tested and pills and medicine nonstop around the clock. And see, the thing about it is COVID is what's got it all. I don't know if she put that on there, but if it wasn't for COVID, her brother could be there with us. But since it's COVID regulations, he can't stay even at the apartment. It's an apartment on St. Jude property, and only the parents can be there. So they haven't seen each other now and, you know, going on almost 2 weeks, and they're just very close. So,
man, that's rough. I hate that, you know, but at the same time, what a reunion it's going to be when she sees her brother and they both appreciate the relationship that they have. And as parents, I know that you're proud to see that you have siblings who love each other so much.
Absolutely. You know, like I told him, we've been fortunate. We've had like the nights bringing down one Wednesday and spend the night so we could both spend a little time with him. And then in-laws brought him down last weekend and he stayed the weekend. And I got to spend the day with him and Nicole got to spend the evenings with him. And obviously I know he's scared, but he's being strong for it too. And we've all realized that, you know, we just got to do whatever they recommend us to do and whatever we got to do as a family to get through this and just keep focusing on this. You know, this won't be forever. One day soon we'll all be back together and she'll be well. That's all you can do. That's all you really can focus on. You take any other attitude, like you just said, in the stages. If you go the other way, you're just living defeated. And we're not going to do that. You know, we're going to stay positive. We have strong faith. We believe that God has a story for our daughter and for us as well. And we're going to be around to tell that story.
I was 9 years old when I had a tumor removed from my ankle. And then again, I was 12. I was in the seventh grade when I had major surgery for staph infection. I was in the hospital for quite a while, did home health. And one of the things that was so important to me, that means so much to me even these many years later, was the cards and the letters I received from people. It was before social media. I know that that's something that people can do for Kennedy, is to send cards and messages of support and let her know that people care about her. Man, I still have my box of cards.
Yes, I think I agree with you. It's very important. And it means a lot to her. Even just a little, you know, picture. Somebody put a joke in there the other day, you know, a knock-knock joke. Just little things like that. I mean, it's either downtime or she's getting treated. So during the downtime, that stuff helps a lot. Got an address on the site there that we just updated. That'll go straight to our apartment.
Heath, if it's okay, I'll take a quick break for what I'm doing and then come back and share how people can help your family during this time, okay?
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Heath Thompson. His daughter, Kennedy Thompson, is in the hospital at St. Jude. She's currently being treated for leukemia. The family's going to be there for 6 months. It looks like at this time, 6 months for treatment. She's from Muscle Shoals, a little cheerleader. Homecoming queen from Muscle Shoals, 8 years old, and she needs our support. She needs our prayers. The family needs our help right now, and we want to try to help them through the Mark White Show. I know that you as listeners want to help Kennedy as well, so I hope you'll stay tuned as we give you opportunities to help. You're listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
And we're back, we're talking so to Heath Thompson right now. He is in Memphis, Tennessee at St. Jude, where his 8-year-old daughter Kennedy and his wife Nicole are currently. She's being treated for leukemia, and we're talking about Kennedy and what a special little girl she is, the love for her brother Billy, the relationship that they have, the fact that COVID is keeping them apart. I wanted to try to come up with ways that we could try to help and make a difference in Kennedy's life. I mentioned what it meant to me when I received cards and letters as a kid myself in the hospital. And I know that it'll mean a lot to Kennedy as well. Don't you agree, Heath?
Absolutely. I mean, it's it touches us all every time we go out there and get a card. And, you know, it's amazing. It means a lot when you get them from your family and friends, but people you don't even know taking the time to send a little note or even just a made card or whatever really just gives a moment to kind of break away from the stuff we're facing and laugh or, you know, look at and just enjoy.
So we've got some opportunities for people to help. And since we've mentioned the cards and letters opportunity to send little gifts to Kennedy, let's mention the address. It's going to be Kennedy Thompson, 1811 Poplar Avenue. That's P-O-P-L-A-R Avenue, apartment 202, Memphis, Tennessee. And the zip code is 38104. Again, that's Kennedy Thompson, 1811 Poplar Avenue, apartment 202, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. You talked about a young lady who is helping with the page Prayers for Kennedy Thompson. She also started a GoFundMe for your family as well, correct?
She did. People have been very kind.
I know in this time with COVID, it's been a real struggle for many people losing jobs. They're worried about their income moving forward. It makes it even more of a challenge because here you were not 2 weeks ago. You had no earthly idea where your family was headed. And I've heard this time and time again. Families make that trip to Huntsville in North Alabama to go to the St. Jude facility. Before they know it, they're headed to Memphis. Everything seems to unravel pretty quickly. All the plans that maybe you made for the next day come to a screeching halt. You don't have plans for the next day. Your plan is now whatever the medical team says you're going to do.
That's 100% right. I mean, that's a good way to put it in words. Everything comes to a halt that you thought for the next 3 months. You know, I mean, they look at you and tell you to prepare for 6 months minimum. And you just, you know, I mean, you just sit there and go, what in the world am I going to do? You know, I mean, it's just obviously you, as a man, and you go, I'll do whatever I have to do, but it's a shock to the system, I promise you. It's just, you just like, kind of float around for a good 24 hours not knowing where you're at.
No, absolutely. I mean, we all grew up, Heath, somebody asking us, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? Well, within that 5-year plan, you don't say, well, for 6 months, I'm going to go to St. Jude and be with my child and get chemo treatment.
You never even put that anywhere. I mean, I was one of those, like I said, I didn't even want to watch commercials. I just wanted all that out of sight, out of mind, you know. Which is sad, and I was wrong for that, because once you see it and you're here, you realize how much all these little things people do mean to you, and you realize how awesome this place is and what they do for people. You know, I mean, that's a huge blessing for us. At least it's in our back door. You know, I can get home in 2.5 hours. We were able to get here quickly. It's not like driving across the country or they didn't have a room. We were able to get right in, so. Like I say, focusing on the things that have been positive are a whole lot easier than thinking on the things that are negative.
I totally agree. And through the years that I've done this show, I've connected with quite a few St. Jude families. And, of course, I connected you with Stephanie Whistler yesterday, and they're going to be in Memphis. And there's some great families. They always say that it's one of those things that they never want to meet the people that they do because of why they're there. But they're thankful that they have the opportunity to get to know the families in the way that they do.
Yes. You know, you're in such a state where I guess you kindred spirits instantly. So it cuts out a lot of the stuff in life and takes people a while to get close. You get closer to people faster and you meet some amazing people and you're just more open. And I was thinking about the other day on the elevator talking with somebody, you're just more open to just kind of let yourself down and talk with people and let, you know, and in this world and the way it's been, especially 2020, we've all gotten a little harder. So it's kind of nice to see that, you know, see that soften up, pull for some other people, see what you can do for other people too.
Well, and that leads me to telling people that they need to go to Prayers for Kennedy Thompson, because if they're looking for a purpose in life and they're looking for something to take away a little bit of that hard shell that's been created through 2020, and try to find something that they can do to make a difference. I would say that Prayers for Kennedy Thompson is a great place to go and to stay locked in on what is happening with Kennedy and your family, Heath, and to help however they can. I think that whether it's Kennedy or another child or another person, if we can find somebody who needs our help and we can dive in and say that I want to help, just like Kelly setting up the page and then setting up the GoFundMe, she's diving in and finding a purpose in your family, and I think that's great too.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know, somebody getting ahead of that to start for many reasons. Now we got a record of everything that's going on. We put, you can capture our emotions on there. And, you know, people, first off, I mean, if I had to say what we need is we want people praying. You know, there's power in prayer. So saying a prayer for us, even though they may not know us, is greatly appreciated. And then going to like that page and stay engaged with us, you know, just drop a hi, how you doing, or praying for you or whatever. It really means a lot, and I get that now. Somebody who didn't do a whole lot of that because I always worried I was bothering somebody. When you're sitting on the other side, you're not bothered. You look at it and you go, man, I don't even know this person, but they took the time to pray for me today. It touched you.
Well, and speaking of that, Debbie Morgan from Rogersville, Alabama. Rogersville, Alabama is the reason that I heard about Kennedy. I know she's in real estate or has been in real estate. You've been in the real estate business yourself, so maybe that's your connection.
Right. I was in real estate, been in real estate most of my life, so that's what it takes there, is people like that reaching out to somebody like you, and then, you know, reaching out to somebody else. All the prayers, you know, we're in theory, you can't have too many prayers, and I think we all kind of agree to that if we being honest with ourselves. So it's touching. It just really is. In moments, people's kindness is overwhelming. Obviously, we won't ever be able to pay all that, but just paying it forward and be changed and have a story. When you hear somebody like whatever it is, like the lady that you connected us with.
Stephanie Whistler.
Yeah, instantly she connected with us last night, and I think you made that happen through a group, and started telling the stories of where she was and where they are now. And it just builds encouragement. You know, it strengthens faith to hear somebody else has already been where you were, you know, a year ago or a year and a half ago, and they're on the other side of it now. And that's what we'll do once our day's past this and we're on it. I was really glad Kelly set up the page, because we're able to keep a dialogue we can go back on later and remember how this goes, because so much happens so fast, it's hard to kind of keep your head around it all.
I understand. Can you tell me what some of Kennedy's favorite things are?
You know, Kennedy's favorite thing in the world would be the LOLs. I don't know if you know what them are, but they're...
I have a six-year-old that talks about those.
Okay, so the LOL, she's LOL crazy. I mean, she loves them things. So that, she loves to draw, make bracelets, and play games. Just pretty ordinary 8-year-old up until 10 days ago. So, but those LOLs are some kind of little surprise thing in them. She loves opening them things.
That sounds like something a little girl would like to do. As far as the bracelets go, does she have supplies to make bracelets? Does she need some supplies to make bracelets? What, you know, kind?
I think anything, beads, stuff like that, she enjoys, you know, being creative. She'll paint and draw and do all that. So anything kind of creative like that, she enjoys. Takes her time away. I know somebody had sent her some beads with a thing where she can make bracelets. I noticed this morning she already had a couple of bracelets. So just anything like that. She's a pretty easy kid, always been really good. Probably leans a little bit towards the creative side of doing stuff.
A little cheerleader.
She is a cheerleader. She was homecoming queen this year, and I'm so glad now we got to have that time for her, and she'll be back. She can do cartwheels for days, and it's just hard watching this, man. It's just really, really hard. We all that have children would be willing to take it, put it on us in a heartbeat, and you can't, and you just want to so bad. I look at her so many times and just wish, Lord, take that, put it on me.
I was thinking about that last night myself, Heath. When I think about my own daughter, we'd do whatever we needed to do to take care of our children and protect them.
You know, as a man or a woman, mother, whatever, but we're used to being the ones to control these situations. You know, we, our kid has a need, we fix it. It's what we do. You know, it's what we live. We just, and when you can't, you know, it takes you to another place where you do have to depend. You just solely have to depend on the Lord. And there's growth that comes out of that. I was just talking with my wife a minute ago before we got on here, saying he has a plan for our family. You know, there is going to be a story out of all this.
I agree, buddy.
So try not to cry for 2 weeks, and you get me about to cry on here. I got to toughen back up.
I want you to know that we're here for you. I'll do everything I can now that Kennedy's on my radar to help through my show. That's what I do. And that you have an entire community that is now supporting your family, trying to lift you up and help you guys move forward through this very difficult journey that you've been faced with suddenly. And so just know that you have those people in those nights when you're alone, you and Nicole are alone with Kennedy and you're wondering, man, don't ever think that there aren't people outside of those walls that are there whenever you ask for it.
Well, it's amazing and we're thankful for it, for you saying that. It'll replay on my mind for many days, and all I know to say is thank you. You know, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for making the contact. You never know, or I hope you never, ever know exactly how it feels to be sitting here and then hear somebody reach out to you like that, how it helps.
We're here, and I want to encourage people who are listening right now, if they want to support this effort, if they want to be there for this little girl, then go to Prayers for Kennedy Thompson on Facebook. If you want to support the family financially, there's an opportunity to do that. You can go to GoFundMe.com/HMR95M-helping-the-Thompsons. You can go to that page and also to send Kennedy correspondence, cards, letters, supplies for bracelets, LOL dolls. You can send that to Kennedy Thompson at 1811 Poplar Avenue, apartment 202, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. And we certainly don't want to forget about her brother, Billy. Send him some cards. Send Billy a card. You can send it to that same address, and then Heath and Nicole can get that to Billy and let him know that he matters too. I'm looking forward to the day when there's a bell that can be rung, whatever they do there at the hospital to celebrate no more chemo. Little Kennedy's back out there doing what she loves, and your family is back to a new appreciation, a new lease on life as you get past this battle, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's well said. Thank you.
We're here for you. Stay in touch with me, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right, brother. You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we've been talking to Heath Thompson at St. Jude's in Memphis, Tennessee, as we are sending prayers for Kennedy Thompson, 8 years old, leukemia battle, 6 months there at St. Jude at the very least right now. And you can be a part of this effort. You can find your purpose in Kennedy and helping this family, and I hope you'll do that. And I hope that when you find somebody who needs your help, that you'll step in and do that. As Heath alluded to, 2020's been a time to harden us as people, hasn't it? Well, I think that things like this can help to soften some of that hardness when we find that there are others who are struggling, and we can step in and immerse ourselves in helping them. And if we do that, then it's going to make 2020 go out in a very good way for us, and we're going to enter 2021 with a new lease on life ourselves. So I'm looking forward to that. Folks, I hope you'll share the Mark White Show with others. Let them know about what we're trying to do here. We're simply trying to make a difference in the lives of others. We're trying to help people where we can. Share it with your friends and let them know. Let them join the Mark White Show in this effort. Join the Thompson family and their effort. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.